nothing different about the day. We know that God holds the day. Everything that we're going through, and we give him all the praise and all the thanks, as we said in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank and praise you because we know the victory is ours. No matter what we're going through, Lord, no matter what a situation looks like, Father, even those things that seem impossible, we give you all the thanks and all the praise because we know you have worked it all out. We know that victory is ours. We know that those things that we pray, you told us when we pray, believe we will receive it and we shall have it. So we know, God, at the end of this, hallelujah, glory be to God, we rejoice. We have the victory in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC family. We thank and praise you, oh God, for the TMC founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank and praise you for the DSD Leon family. We thank you, Lord, that they heard your voice and they said yes because they had no idea where this was going to bring them, but they were faithful. And we thank you for their faithfulness and for their fruit that this call has gone. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we get together Monday through Friday morning to hear a mighty word from the from your servant. Father, we thank and praise you for the person who will bring the word to us on this morning. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, oh God, that that word goes forth with clarity. We thank you, Lord, that our ears are open and our hearts are attentive to the word, Lord. Father, we thank you that we will hear clearly and that nothing, oh God, will interrupt our thinking, no distractions of any kind, nor be there any distractions in our hearts, oh Lord, in our minds, oh God, no distractions on the airwaves, Lord, because we know that this is a precious call. This call has already been anointed by you and an appointed time. And so we thank you, Lord, for the clarity that this call will bring. Father, we ask for tsunami blessings. We thank you for the blessings upon the founders of this call, upon the Acer Leon family, upon each and every family member, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And as I said before, we thank and praise you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks, Lord, for the great and the greater things that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a phenomenally blessed day. Are you there, host?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here on the East Coast, and I am going to welcome you also and just send love to each one of you. We are glad that you are here with us on the Master's Call. This is an awesome call founded by two special women that we all love, two special women that God loves even more, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of their yes to their father, because of their love and faithfulness to him, hearing his voice, writing the vision down, we have the manifestation of this awesome call. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, we are approaching almost 4 years. Thank you, Jesus. We stand on a scripture that's located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." It is about our Master. It's about praying to him. It's about rejoicing. It's about our mission statement because we are truly being enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. We put him first in everything that we do. Well, we have two new things that I am going to share with you, and you've heard before. We have a brand new website. Our website address is themasterscall.net. TheMastersCall.net, and every message has been archived there. You can go and listen to the message right there in the comfort of your home, or you can even put it on your social media page. Whatever your preference are, you can do it, and it is awesome. So feel free to go and take a look. We have a brand new email address, and it is info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, bring a word forward. Most importantly, this call is about praying. If you have prayer requests, if you have praise reports, we want to rejoice with you also. Send it all to info@themasterscall.net. And there is a powerful thread, a powerful company that has brought many of us together, and that is Artists International, owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and they too are sold out to our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have a call immediately following our call, so you can find out more about Artists International. And that call is hosted by our godmother of Artists International, Dorothy Cook. She's a platinum president. She has a team of awesome men and women that support her, that serve her. I should say serve the Lord, and they serve all of us because they are leaders, and that's what leaders do. And they range from platinums all the way down to all the different levels that we have. So if you are interested to find out more about us, feel free to get on that call. And that call is immediately following this call. And the number to dial is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. We have so many events that are taking place. So Artists International, health and wellness distributors, entrepreneurs, make sure you check your back office. But we have a major event taking place in June, and it is hosted by the Kings of Artists. And these are five awesome, mighty men of God who love the Lord. They put on some powerful. They put on some excellent. They put on some informative. It may not be great English, but they put on a show, and it is going to be held in June 10th through the 12th in Orlando, Florida. Check your back office. We'll keep coming to you with additional news about it. We also have, as I mentioned, our leaders that are part of Artists International. We have 90K in 90 days. Yes. $90,000. It is being done. You can do it. Call those things that be not as though they were. Do the work. Seek God. Follow the system. And you also can bring in that amount of money, more or less. It's up to you. But if you want to find out more about it, we have a number for you that you can dial. It is 712-432-0075. Pin code 926-358-pound. It starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And again, it is our 90K in 90 days call, 712-432-0075, pin code 926-358-pound. Well, I told you about 90K, and I told you about what's taking place in June, but guess what? You want to make sure you're on the right side of history April 5th. Where are you going to be? We are having a worldwide fashion show in Houston, Texas. We are launching new products. We're going to be talking about our business opportunity, and that is going to be April 5th. Doors are opening at 3 p.m. Seating is limited. You can go to artist.com/fashionshow2014. Get your tickets. Find out more about it on the MMC call immediately following this call. Well, I am going to tell you about my sister in the Lord, one of our prayer intercessors. She, too, is an Artists International health and wellness entrepreneur, praise God. She's a mom. She resides in Norcross, Georgia, but she was born in New York City. Minister Kai Brown, she is in the ministry. She attends New Destiny Christian Ministries. Her focus is prayer. She knows God has called her to pray and share what he has given her for his people. She is the proud mama of a young mighty man of valor named Christopher, and he attends Central College in Kentucky. Well, without any further delay, I am going to bring this awesome, victorious, mighty woman of God forward. Are you there, Minister Kai?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that warm, wonderful welcome and introduction. It is amazing to see what God can do with a surrendered life. And I just want to go before him real quick. Father, I thank you for this time, O Heavenly Father. Use me as you see fit, O Lord. Bring forth the word that you want your people to hear. Father, it's not about Kai. Move Kai out of the way, O God. Father God, just begin to minister and to the hearts and minds of the people, Lord. We praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify your name, O God. It is in Jesus' name that we come to you and we cover it in his precious blood. Amen and amen. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but the word that has come forth this week has been amazing. Dr. Scott started us off this week by talking about changing your bio, about what your bio looks like now and how you get it to be what God wants your bio to be. And then on Wednesday, Pastor Chuck Brown just brought praise him again. No matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, praise him again. See, that's how we get out of our situations and circumstances. We just continue to praise God through them. See, God doesn't want us to get stuck in them. He wants us to praise him through our situations. So when you find yourself stuck in something, praise him again. But the word that came forth on Tuesday from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, all I could say was, oh me. If she did not step on your toes with something she said, then I'm just going to make it plain, you don't have feet, because that word brought it. God did so many things when he said stepping out of your comfort zone. And I tell you, when you allow God to bring you out of that comfort zone, it's an amazing thing. So I listened to it when she preached it, and I thought I was done. That was it. I was done with it. I was going to move on and get the next word. Oh, no, but that's not God. That's not God, and that's not how he does things. See, when he wants us to get something, he makes us listen to it again and again. So I listened to that word probably two or three times that day. And I tell you, the more I listened, the more revelation God gave me. Now, I'm in a period of fasting because I'm ministering at a retreat this weekend. So I'm even more sensitive to the Holy Spirit right now. And that is amazing. See, because God wants you to hear that inward voice, that indwelling spirit that he has given you, and he wants you to follow it. God immediately began to uncover some things for me, and he really began to construct this message, the title of which is Don't Let Fear Be Your Excuse. Don't let fear be your excuse. As God begins to unravel the layers of what it really means not to let fear be our excuse, he will really meet each of us right where we are. See, God is about meeting us there and then guiding us, as long as we're willing to take that first step out in faith, guiding us to that place he desires us to be. And he places people in our lives strategically to push us out of our nest, out of our comfort zone. Now, for me at this time, that person is our own Dr. V. She takes her mandate to enrich, enhance, and empower us very seriously. See, we should each desire everything God has for us, and we cannot have it if we hide in our comfort zone, if we stay in the nest. So ask yourself, why am I trying to remain in the comfort zone of my nest? Let me say this. Before you ask God that question, make sure you are ready to move on the answer, because the delayed obedience is disobedience. If we are honest with ourselves about the answer to the question, why are we trying to remain in the comfort zone, 9 times out of 10, the answer is fear. So if you turn to 2 Timothy 1:6-7, it reads, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if we will believe what the word says, then why are we still operating in fear and remaining in the net? Why are we not stepping out on what we know God has given us to do? Why have we not moved? Why are we stuck? Why is there no motion? It's fear. So now it's time for us to do some heavy spiritual lifting. We have to turn the eye that sees so much about others and what's going on in their lives, we have to turn that eye inward. Now, I don't know about you, but anytime God begins to purify and purge things in my life, I desire to run. It doesn't always feel good. Sometimes it's even downright painful. But, oh, my Lord, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is when we come out on the other side of the purifying furnace, is an amazing thing. God tells us that we are to stir up the gifts which is in us through the laying on of his hands. That means if we are his, there is a gift that he has placed in each of us. And that what we need it to minister. Sometimes you have to lay hands on your own self. That's right, I said own self, to stir up that gift which God has placed within you. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have come, we're going to start that over. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now listen, God, if you're his, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. So greater is he, that Holy Spirit that is working inside of you, coming up out, than he that is in the world. Now we're just going to take a little sidetrack and we're going to do this backwards. 4 is the number of creation and God's created world. 4 plus 4, which is 8, is the number of new beginnings. 4 plus 4 plus 1 is 9, which is the fruit of the Spirit, divine completeness from the Father. So it's no surprise that God gives us his creation, a new beginning, if we are willing to stir up what's within us, the fruit of the Spirit. So if we stir up what's within us, the fruit of the Spirit, which comes when we receive the Holy Spirit, that which is within us, is greater than anything that is operating outside of us. So then it becomes an issue of trust. Do we trust God to be and do exactly what his word says? If we do, then why are we still walking around in fear? Why are we still holding on to fear of our past or fear of what's next, when God clearly tells us he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind? If we do, then why are we still in fear? If we believe that, truly believe it, 2 Timothy is very clear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. All we have to do is follow the instructions and stir up what he's already given us. I am one of God's children who looks for practical application when I hear a word. See, I need to know what that looks like. How am I supposed to walk that out? Show me, give me some examples. See, I'm an example person. I learn by example. I'm visual. I'm tactile. I need to do some things to get an understanding. So let's take a look at 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So what drives out fear? Love. I mean, it's real simple. God, I mean, he's given us the instruction, and all we have to do is follow it. So if we're walking in love, then fear cannot reside there. So what do you do? How do we do this? You do this by the laying on of hands and stirring up the gift that God has put within each of us. See, he's given us a gift. He's given us different gifts because he didn't want us all the same. The head can't be a foot and the foot can't be a head. So we have to utilize the gift that God has placed within us and love our way out of fear. We have to use the gift, the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits, the fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to look at Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things there is no law. So let us stop here for a minute and just think about that. Just as God the Father is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and they are one, there are nine components of the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit is singular. It's just like an orange. When it's still in its casing, it's one orange. But when you peel the skin back and you separate the pieces, there are many pieces. So let's take a minute to look at how the fruit of the Spirit will help us overcome fear. See, we look at the word joy, and the word tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we have God's joy, then why are we walking in fear? Joy and fear cannot occupy the same space. It is contrary to the will of God, because if we have his strength, then we cannot be walking in fear. It's a contradiction. Patience. Romans 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hope and fear cannot reside in the same place. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the only one we should fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, God is telling you, if you have him, then fear should not reside within you. If you are walking in his will, then there is no fear because he has it under control. God has your back. He has your side, front, back, and above. He has you covered if you are truly walking in that which he gave you. So why are we walking in fear? Now I'm going to be transparent. This message is truly for me. He gave it to me last night, because I knew that I was dealing with some fear in some area of my life. I was dealing with some fear in stepping out in full-time ministry. I was dealing with the fear of not having the income that I get from my job. But if I'm honest and God is my source, then what shall I fear? So we are just going to wrap it up by saying, fear not, the Lord your God is with you. And if he is with you, if God is for you, who can be against you? Minister Robin, back to you.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. You do not have to fear. God is with you. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, and I am going to bring our prayer request forward. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus because you are mighty. You are our refuge, and we do not have to fear. What can man do to us? We know that we can do all things through you because you are our strength. You are our guide. You are our protector. You are our deliverer. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And Father, I come before you and I thank you, Lord, because you said in your word, because Dr. PK and because my family and because Willa's family and because co-pastor LaVonna's family, they have put their trust in you, Lord. You are giving them strength during the time that they need it as their family members have gone home to be with the Lord, Father. You are giving them the strength, Father, because they are going to soar high in you, Father. They have wings like eagles in the mighty name of Jesus. They are running, and they're not going to grow weary, Father, even as they travel, even as they have to go forward and remove things and send people home, Father, and speak to individuals, Lord. There is so much that has to be done during this time, but you are their comforter. You said you will not give them more than they can bear. You said, Father, those that are mourning there, you said joy is going to come in the morning time. So, Lord, they will not fear because they know you are with them. You are not going to leave them. You said you will be with them always. And, Father, I thank you because you've given them life in the fullness. I thank you, Father God, that as they celebrated or as they begin to celebrate these homegoings, Father God, they know where their family members are, Lord God. So I thank you because your son, Jesus, he is the resurrected life, Father God, and their family members are with him, Father, because you said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, Father, even though they are going to miss them here on this earth, in the natural, they know where they are. So give them your joy. Give them laughter, Father, because we know that they are not fearing. We know that they have you. We know that you are their peace. You are their strength. You are their healer. You are their comforter in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, today, each one of us, Lord, may your peace, and the freshness of the Holy Spirit rest on us, Father. Rest in our mind. Rule our dreams. Rule our thoughts, Father. Conquer any fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, let us know that whatever we experience, let it be filled with your joy, with us knowing that our steps are ordered by you. Bring us closer to you, knowing that you have a plan and a purpose for us, and you are going to ensure that it will be accomplished in the mighty name of Yeshua. Family members, let me go ahead and give you the playback number if you would like to listen to our call immediately following once we hang up. The number is 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677-POUND. And if you want to jump over to the MMC call, that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. Don't forget our sizzle call for 90K in 90 days, 712-432-0075, pin code 926-358-POUND. Kings of Artists, they're coming forward with an event in June in Orlando, Florida. You'll hear more about it on the MMC call. And don't forget, go ahead and get your tickets for April 5th. You want to be in Houston for the Worldwide Artists International Fashion Show where we are bringing forward. We are going to see, for those that are going to be there, awesome, awesome launching of a new product line. So I want you to be that minister in the marketplace. I'm going to call Minister Kai forward to seal this powerful word because we are fearless in the name of Jesus. Are you there, victorious woman of God?
I am, Minister Robin. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for your presence. Continue to walk with us each step we take, O God. Father, we magnify you, we glorify you. And as we leave this place, but never, Lord, your presence, we just want you to know we love you, we glorify you. You are our Lord and Savior. We magnify your name, O God. because you are worthy of that and so much more. We love you, Lord. We cover it in the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day and be ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.